From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. New images of Osama bin Laden appeared on television today, on this eve of the second anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The videotape contains the first new pictures of the al-Qaeda leader in nearly 2 years. He's shown walking in very mountainous terrain, along with his closest associate, Ayman al-Zawahiri. The tape was first aired by Al Jazeera Television in the Persian Gulf. Audio tape of both al-Qaeda leaders was also aired today, calling on their followers to mount new attacks against the United States. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. And Mike, can you tell us any sense of when and where this video was shot?
Well, Al Jazeera is reporting that the videotape was recorded last April or May, and the foliage in the pictures that we see is consistent with that. There's green grass, there are little white flowers present. The landscape's very mountainous, but there are also large fir trees. Bin Laden is shown walking in steep valleys, and there are rocky outcroppings, and there seems to have been rock slides around. It's the most detailed landscape that shows pictures of bin Laden since the September 11th attacks. And it just might be that through satellite photos of the terrain in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where it's been assumed bin Laden has been hiding, intelligence analysts could be able to pinpoint fairly accurately where this was taken. But at the same time, it must be emphasized that this was probably last spring sometime, and there's no information to indicate that this is where bin Laden is now.
How do the men look?
Well, I think bin Laden looks well. He looks a lot like he did in the tapes from 2 years ago. He's gaunt. His beard is long and gray, as it was then. But there was a lot of speculation that after the second videotape that was released in the fall of 2001, from his body language, he had been wounded on his left side. In today's tape, I think he looks healthy. He uses both of his arms. He's shown carrying a walking stick to help keep his balance. And he's also carrying a weapon. And there appears to be a belt to hold additional clips of bullets around his waist. He walks smoothly and, I think, with agility. The other man, who appears to be Ayman Zawahiri, looks ill to me. He's pale. He looks thinner than Zawahiri did in the tape 2 years ago. At one point, bin Laden and Zawahiri are shown sitting and resting, and Zawahiri wipes his face and looks exhausted. And I think bin Laden in the same picture looks fine. He's not even breathing hard. It's important to point out this is the first time in 2 years that the men are either reported to be together or are actually shown together.
What about the audio tape? Is it clear who's talking and what's the message there?
It's a little unclear. It seems to be that both men are talking. The audio tape is separate from the videotape. The voice that's believed to be bin Laden praises the September 11th attack, saying they did great damage to America, and he mentions five of the hijackers by name. In the audio portion believed to be Zawahiri, the speaker's much more aggressive. He says the attacks so far on the United States were just the beginning, just the opening skirmishes. The real battle hasn't begun yet, he says, and he calls on Iraqi guerrillas to bury American forces in the Iraqi graveyard.
Let's talk a bit about the state of al-Qaeda. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told Congressmen and women that the central leadership of al-Qaeda is reeling from the success of U.S. strikes, that the leadership is in a state of disarray and confusion. Is there evidence to support that?
Well, there must be, because Deputy Secretary of Defense Wolfowitz was reading from a summary of the most recent CIA assessment of the state of al-Qaeda, which says 2 years after the September 11th attacks, al-Qaeda's central leadership is reeling from the impact of counterterrorism successes. It says more than two-thirds of al-Qaeda's senior leaders, operational managers, and key facilitators are dead or in custody. These were the figures that President Bush used last Sunday in his remarks. So yes, the CIA does seem to believe that the counterterrorism efforts, the war on terrorism, is reaping great gains.
But hasn't this always been an organization that is multi-headed with a lot of tentacles spreading all over the world?
That's what a number of outside terrorism specialists have been telling me in the last week. And they say they believe that al-Qaeda has more recruits. It may be decentralized, but it's spread further around the world, and that it could be as lethal, if not more so, than 2 years ago.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Mike Schuster.